The Taking of Cunts 123. It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday night. The two sexy bisexual ladies are inside Pat Simone's bedroom. Both Pat and Darlene are getting dressed to go out to dinner with their husbands. It's supposed to be a special night out for the two wives. The night would definitely be special, but not in the way they expect. Neither woman is aware she is just hours away from being sexually assaulted. Pat Simone looks extremely ravishing in black bikini panties and a black 40DD bra. A sexy sight Darlene Clanton can't stop gawking at. And why wouldn't anyone want to gawk with lust-filled eyes at the near-perfect body clad in sexy undies? 50-year-old Pat has never looked hotter. The same can be said for the sexy Darlene Clanton. Pat is leering at the 52-year-old redhead in her own brief panties, and of course, no bra covering her big, stiffened nipples. Darlene's taller body isn't nearly as perfect as Pat's gorgeous body, but to Pat's eyes, her older friend is every bit as sexually appealing. Out in the garage, the two lame husbands don't give a shit how the sexy wives look. The two drunks have a brand new bottle of Wild Turkey bourbon, a gift from Carl's son, Mark. The three guys have already had a couple of swigs each. As they each puff on a big cigar and take yet another swig from their booze bottle, the two husbands are slowly but surely taking themselves out of the evening's fucking. Whether they like it or not, Darlene and Pat's dinner plans are slowly going up in booze and smoke. Pat tells Darlene the bad news after going out to the garage to tell Vic to get dressed. "It looks like we're going out alone. They're both too drunk to go anywhere," Pat says to her friend in disgust, to which Darlene retorts, "Well, they can stay home if they want to. I don't care anymore. I know a real nice motel we can go to after dinner and drinks at the Roadhouse. No guys, baby. Just us ladies doing all kinds of juicy lady things," Darlene says with visions of Pat's sugar plum dancing inside her head. As Pat slips into her short, tight skirt and blouse and Darlene does the same with her own sexy outfit, another sexy babe is wearing her own sexy clothes. Loretta Hardin had her own ideas regarding female sex, and like her older sister Pat, the 48-year-old babe doesn't want any hard cocks either. Her husband takes real good care of her in bed, so Loretta has no desire to cheat on him. Female sex with her older sister, however, is something else entirely to Loretta. This isn't cheating. Loretta has on a short flared skirt and tight blouse. Her white thigh-high stockings show off her creamy freckled thighs. Her white bikini panties and lace bra look very nice on a body similar to Pat's well-built body. Not that the two bi sisters look alike. They don't. One is a blonde while the other has short black hair. At 5'6", Lori is 2 inches taller than Pat, but 2 years younger than her large-breasted sister. The chunky blonde doesn't have Pat's big tits, but she does have the same solid legs with muscular calf muscles and solid, creamy thighs. Like Pat and Vic, Bill and Loretta Hardin also moved to Nevada. They now live but 30 miles away from where the other sexy ladies are putting on fresh lipstick. With her husband hunting and female sex on her mind, Loretta calls Pat to say she's literally coming for a visit. Neither one knows it, but they'll both be coming to a night to remember. Elated by the phone call, Pat tells her sister the evening's plans, making Loretta elated too. A pussy-licking three-way is never a bad way to spend an evening. Pat also tells her sister that she and Darlene are just leaving for the restaurant. They'd wait for her